As a chapter 9, Mishnah 4. So he's digressing off Nazir and into other things, but it's all based on this principle that we're saying that if there's a basis for the matter, then, you know, so you'll see that that phrase, there's a basis for the matter, is what carries on through this Mishnah.
Did you put it on those?
Couldn't get my internet was down. Yeah, couldn't get it up.
I was looking for it now.
Yeah, couldn't do it. So it says, called Safak Nagayim Petchila, any doubt concerning afflictions at the outset, Tar Achilo Nizkak Letuma. If he's at the outset, he's clean, then until he's confirmed to be unclean, he's considered clean. So in other words, if his initial status is clean, and there's a doubt as to the affliction, a Metzora affliction, so then he stays in his clean status. Mishinizkak Letuma, Safak Tuma. But once he's confirmed unclean, then if there's any doubt, he's unclean. In other words, whatever his starting point, if his starting point is clean and there's a doubt, so then we assume, you know, that he's clean. If his starting point is unclean and there's a doubt, so then we assume he's unclean. So the example the Kahati brings is that there's two guys that both come to the Kohen with a nega on them, with a blemish, you know, a tzaras blemish on them. One's a size, he says, of a gris, a smaller size, and the other is a larger one, the size of a seller. And then they go away, and they come back later. He says to them, "It's not big enough. It's not yet enough to be confirmed mitzvah. Go away and come back." And when they come back, he forgets which is which guy had what size, and they're both the size of a seller now. Both. So one of them's grown, but we don't know which one has grown, right? So he says in that case over there, that would be a case of a suffix, but they both come out clean because the initial starting point was clean. Yeah. B'shiva drachim boidkin es hazav achilu nizkak leziv. He says, in seven ways, they examine a zav before he is confirmed as a zav. So what's going on over here? A zav is a certain kind of emission that a person has. So if he has it, if he just has the emission once, so that's considered like a normal seminal emission, and the person would be tameh, but they would go to the mikveh that day, and they would, you know, then be tahor again. If they see it twice, this emission, this zav emission, they see it twice, it's an emission, it's a certain emission that the person has, a genital emission that he has, certain kind of liquid, but it's not semen, it's something else. So if he has it twice on the same day, then he's tamei for 7 days, and at the end of the 7 days he has to go to the mikveh. And if he sees it 3 times, then he's tamei for 7 days, he's got to go to the mikveh at the end of the 7 days, and he has to bring a certain korban, right? So it goes up in like levels of severity. So in 7 ways, what they do is, the second time that he sees the emission, they examine the guy, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to see maybe it was a seminal emission, because if it is, then he's not going to become a zav. You know, they're trying to prevent him from becoming a zav. So what they do is they check him in 7 ways as follows. B'machil, they check to see what food he ate, maybe at a big meal, and because of that, he had a seminal emission, or b'mishto, with drink, b'masa, maybe he carried a very heavy load, uvikfitza, or perhaps he was jumping up and down, uvacholi, or perhaps he's sick, ubamare, or perhaps with sat, maybe like they examine him to see, maybe he saw a beautiful woman and he ubahiru, and he started to think about her. So in all of these cases, they examine him. If they can find a way out, that's what they're really trying to do, you know, that he doesn't become a zav. Rather, let's assume it's a seminal emission, so that would be good. So check him in 7 ways. Mishin niskak leziva, but once they see the second one, right, then when it comes to the third emission, ein boidkin oiso, there they don't check him anymore. So for the third emission, since there's already like a basis for the matter, because he's already seen two, and they couldn't get him out of the first two. So when it comes to the third one, they don't try. I mean, he actually says, I think he's just saying in general, probably the Baisden, you know, doesn't actually say. Ansu, maybe just the Rabbonim, I don't know. Ansu or Sfeik of a Shikhvas Zeretzmein. And that's because after they've seen two, any circumstance beyond his control, his doubt, and actually they take out the thing, and his seminal discharge are unclean. In other words, after two, in the third one, then even if it's a doubt, even if it's something beyond his control, etc., they don't look anymore, they don't dig anymore for reasons, they just assume that's it, he's now a Zav, because they've already had two. Right, they've already had two. Huh? Yeah. A Maka es Chavera, right, a different kind of one. A guy hits his, he hits someone else. Vamdu Lemisa, and the person, it looks likely that he's going to die. So somebody hits someone else, and it looks like the guy that he hits is about to die. Vahekel Mimashahai, and then he gets a little bit better, right? His situation improves, his sickness improves, and I think he's going to pull through. La'achemikan hichbid v'mais, and then afterwards he gets worse, and then he dies. So do we hold the first guy liable, the guy who hit him? Do we say his libel? Actually, it was yesterday's daf. I mean, how's that for moving this in Sanhedrin? So do we hold the guy liable for killing him and then we put him to death, because that's the punishment for murdering someone? Or do we say no, because he got better and then he worsened again, so the causal link between the guy who hit him and him dying is broken? So Rabbi Nehemiah Omer Pat. Oh no, so the first opinion says Chayv. First opinion says he is nevertheless obligated, even though he got a little bit better and then worsened and died. Nevertheless, he's chav. We put him to death. But Rabbi Nehemiah Omer, he disagrees. He says pater. He says the person is exempt. Sheraglam ledavra, because there's a basis for the matter. In other words, there's a basis for him not being liable because the guy got better in between before he got sick again. So there's like the link between, yeah, could be something else, between the two things is broken.